podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode number 50. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, what is going on?
Nothing too much, brothers. What's going on with you guys?
Just hanging out.
Hanging out. Well, yeah, we
have a good time.
Yeah, we're recording nights, always a night that we look forward to.
Yes, more than anything. I know. Tell my wife and kids.
I pulled in, I told Nate, I don't even know if I was out of the car, and I said, I needed this because I kind of had a crappy week.
I heard you did like a back handspring. Is that what you did?
Something.
whatever that is, right?
Something like that.
Yes.
But maybe short of a back handspring. But I love your term. You're trying to get that in.
I'm trying to get that in for the girls. And Jenna, they're like, good job, Dan. You got it, finally.
Yeah, I needed this. Monday, I wasn't feeling well. I was under the weather.
Yeah.
And then went in 10:30 yesterday. So I'm back, though. I'm strong. So, yeah. And you guys
feeling
are
it, huh?
Having back a good at
week.
It, right?
You guys having a good week?
Sure.
Ooh, how do you
I'm
going to
take that
question.
As a sure.
Yeah.
50-50.
It's a week.
I would. I know. It was a little crazy. I would call work right now a bit of a zoo. And to explain that, I was telling the people I was working with, do you remember who Benny Hill is, the comedian? That is exactly the theme song that went through my head multiple times.
Were
today.
You guys moving fast like that too? Like
yes, and it just up. Felt like I had to laugh or I would cry, I think. So I was just, but yeah, it's a little crazy.
Good.
But I'm here.
That's good. And but you're here.
Yes, and yeah. I'm excited.
So no more.
Well, no, I can't promise that.
Okay. So, creepies out there, we have a special guest.
I was wondering when you're getting to.
Oh, him. I'm giving his own. We have a friend of ours, Mr. Ryan Walker, sitting in with us. Ryan, what's going on, brother?
Fellas, how's it going?
Good.
It's good.
We are excited.
This is so cool.
You should feel excited. This is our first guest sit-in. Like, we have a guest actually in here.
Live in person. All those other guest chats, it feels like they're with us, but they're not. And Ryan, and I'm not going to do it inappropriately, but we can reach out and touch him. Like,
this don't is what we have
reach out and touch some.
Sean in the corner.
The plexiglass is there for that reason, right?
So, yeah, so welcome. I'm glad you came.
Yeah, as cold as it's outside right now, this is a warm welcome that I got for you guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. We didn't mean to make you feel welcome. We're sorry about that. That was unintentional.
I still try not to make Sean feel welcome, but hey, hangs around.
Getting his bonus check of all zeros, right?
That's right.
One of these days is going to make me not show up, right?
That's
nah.
Right. Yeah.
Joked on you.
I know it. Daggone it. So, yeah. So, we're excited, man. I was like, we've been talking about it for, what, a couple months?
We have, yeah.
Like, yeah, at least 2 or 3 months. And then finally got it here, and we got Ryan in here with us. So,
and this is a great way to celebrate 5-0, right? Yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Guys on 5.
Thank you.
Awesome.
50 full episodes.
Wow. We're just talking about it's the golden, right?
Yeah.
5-0 is golden.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
It's 50, and then, yeah.
So we quit, then this is it. We're done.
That's it.
This is the
Ryan, this is the last
the send off. So, I'm glad you can
never get invited back.
No.
We are
nothing
done
that
here.
You did, it's just we're done.
This was our goal, right? 50. No.
So this is exciting to have a friend of ours, Mr. Walker, in. I was telling Matthew, his son Matthew came over, well, I think last night. And I'm every time as we're getting closer, I'd say, hey, your dad's almost, you know, he's going to be on our show. And he's like, oh, yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah. So I was like, he was kind of like, oh, yeah, I think it's cool. You know, but that's about it. My kids, I don't care.
It is a lot of pressure, though. Your kids will say, oh, my gosh, please just don't embarrass me.
Yeah.
That is a big thing.
My boys.
So too late, right?
I don't think they listen too often, but it's like they're always like, so what was your episode about last night? And I'd be like, oh, well, you know, sea monsters. And they're like, cool. They just walk away.
You should come up with something really like embarrassing and see where they're like, well, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you get that much?
Yeah. I mean,
not too often. My kids don't listen at all. So Elijah has a little bit. So, yeah. Hey, Mr. Sean, why don't you get into the pre-topic announcements?
I will definitely do that. What we always want to mention is that we have merchandise. We have merchandise of all kinds. Ooh, and man. Now, what? How are we saying it now? Go get you some.
Go get you some.
Go get you some. Get that's it right. With our logo.
We got everything available. I mean, everything.
Everything, anything, whatever you want, go get you some.
And that's you need a baby onesie, we got it. You can get our logo on it.
Is that what you need? You need a baby
Ryan,
onesie?
You need
it. He's like, nope.
Yeah, that scared me a little bit. Talking about babies here.
How about an adult onesie? No.
Yeah, that's better.
Whatever works. Pajamas, shirts, tank tops.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Sorry. We would always appreciate, and we do appreciate, when you rate and review us out there. Mm-hmm. And we want to remind you that Spotify now has rates. You can't review them, but you can rate. So go out there and do that.
It's kind of weird that they don't allow reviews.
It's a little weird.
If you're going to rate, might as well just... make a where you can review it too.
Oh, I totally agree.
We'll take it.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah.
And on that note, one thing, we're having fun. We're gonna have fun. I promise, Ryan. It's gonna start anytime now. Any minute now, and he'll be like, "Dude, where was the fun at again?"
Yeah.
Never coming back again.
Hang in there with us.
We want to basically. Our listeners, dude. It's very important for us to get together, have fun, talk about the creepy stuff, but we want to highlight the mental health aspect, and it is so needed out there. We all need it. Ryan, you're gonna need it especially after this. But we want to give out the substance abuse and mental health hotline first, and it is 1-800-662-4357, the last four, and that's help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Bullying and Veterans Crisis Line, I gave all that, didn't I, is 1-800-273-8255, the last four, and that's talk. And for the bullying website, it is stopbullying.gov. It's the bullying awareness. We really want to start making that part of everything. So, and Nate, I didn't want to bring this up, but we need you to call Todd because we're tired of getting bullied.
It's only going to get worse.
It's all they can do. 51, here we go.
I'll behave because Ryan's here.
Right. we don't have to put the chains on or anything tonight.
No.
Well, it's good to put the bullying stuff in there because
it really is.
A lot of it. A lot of mental health stems from being bullied as a young kid or even as an adult. It really starts to drain on your mental.
And then because it does, like you see these adults 20, 30, 40 years later and they still, are trying to get over whatever they were bullied about or it ruined their life or changed their life. Yeah,
And the bad thing is like there's some TV shows where like they go and meet their bully from the past.
Oh, yeah.
And that bully's like, oh, I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, they moved on with their life. It never affected them, but they ruined that person's mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or they just pick up where they left off. That happens, too.
No. Yeah. Sure.
No, but that is true.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
It really is.
I hate it. It drives me nuts. So, yeah, I'm glad we can say that for people. So, thank you for that.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
And I got a couple, as always. Again, I want to mention that we are going to be, we're so excited. It's getting closer. What, about 6 months away? Is that right? July? So July at the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show here in Indianapolis. It is July 16th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we're going to be with the Tragedy of Cinema podcast guys. And, of course, Jerry and Tracy Pauly, they're the host podcast of Hillbilly Horror Stories. And they invited us to be on their live event or at their live event. Yeah, so come out and see us. Like Sean always says, I want to sign an autograph. So let there be one person. You know,
my
mom.
We all three want to sign. Know it's going to be Nate that everybody's going to be hanging out there for. No.
No, but we want to meet people in person. We want people to come out. I want to meet, hillbillies and creepies and the Tragedy of Cinema listeners and have fun. It'll be a fun time. And also, one thing we do, we started, a few weeks ago. If you want to be episode segment sponsor, the two segments we ask for sponsorships, if you want to sponsor a guest chat when we have somebody on our show. And then the other is Mr. Sean's middle-aged moment. So you can be a sponsor of that wonderful segment.
Yay.
Middle-aged. You're excited about that, aren't you?
I am. It's my baby.
So if you want to email us at makopodcast@gmail.com or message me on Facebook or Instagram, and I can give you all the details. But
all the deets.
You can get a shout out for that, and whether you have a brick and mortar.
you always get me a brick and mortar. I don't know why I like the sound of that.
Brick and mortar or an e-commerce business,
So. Just don't say mortar and brick because that doesn't sound as good.
I'm not reversing that. Yeah. No. Nope. So, we'd love for you to have a
mud and stick.
It just doesn't have the same appeal.
Yeah. No, I can't do that. No. Brick and mortar.
Yeah, I tried.
Brick and mud. No, or something like that. Yeah, so anyway, that's all I got. So, Mr.
That's all we need, right?
What are we going to talk about? This episode, number 50.
The what we are going to do, it's kind of a mouthful, but we are, like you guys have figured out, we have a guest sit-in with Ryan Walker. So welcome, Ryan Walker.
Thanks again, guys.
And this is going to be a round table, even though it's not a round table, but it's still a round table square discussion. Table. This is a square table discussion about Dale Hollow / Atlantis and all things creepy. We're just going to kind of open this up for some fun topics.
Oh, yeah.
Is what we're going to do.
Are you calling a square? I think I did. Yeah. Round table discussion cubed. With a bunch of squares, yeah. Ryan, did you pick that up?
I think we're getting mathematical now.
Ryan's like, yeah, I think.
like you said, it's been a long day, so.
It has been a long
day. Give him a break today.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And it's cold, too. So, very cold.
I'm all bundled up over here.
So, Mr. Sean.
Yes.
What's the first little tidbit, story, whatever?
Well, I'm going to lay, Dale Hollow, for anybody that doesn't know, and I want to set this up for Ryan to be able to do this, but Dale Hollow is a reservoir down in Kentucky/Tennessee border, and we won't give a lot of information because nobody likes stats around here, right?
I love stats.
But it is a great vacation place, but it does have a spooky background, so I'm going to kind of pass this over
to Ryan. This was Ryan's idea. Ryan's,
yes,
and,
which is really cool.
So, yeah.
Cool. Well, ironically enough, there's actually a family tie to the Willow Grove, Tennessee, in the families that initially established Willow Grove. One of those families was the Hill family, and that's actually my father-in-law's family. So his dad
is
was
really cool.
One of the original founders
that
Willow Grove town.
Wow.
And so a small town, close-knit group of people, and back in 1942, the government started talking about constructing the Dale Hollow Dam to actually flood that town for their purposes of just having the water that they needed and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And so it really didn't sit well with the people that lived in the town, including my father-in-law's family. Mm-hmm. And so it finally got to the point where the townspeople could not overturn the government and their decision, and so they started.
Typical, do what they want to do, no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Yeah,
yeah. Government out there. Unless you're listening, we're just kidding. No, we're not kidding.
So they turned this town into a war zone. Then, I mean, they destroyed as much as they could of it, And the interesting thing, the creepy thing about it was they needed to try to get all of the graves dug up and moved up the hill, which is. To set the scene too, we go to Willow Grove, this exact area, every 4th of July week. It's kind of, being that it's in my wife's family's history, it's a place that we've decided to go to, or they've decided to go to, every 4th of July, traditionally. Mm-hmm. So as I married into the family, I was able to join it. Yeah.
That's really cool.
And check it out. So it's really interesting. We drive past the grave sites where they reburied the graves once. They were doing all the deconstruction of the town before they flooded it. So it's kind of cool.
I have a question on that. Did they do a good job of like cataloging people, or was it just kind of like, move this here, da da da?
That's interesting. Part of what I read was that if they could not find anything under grave markers, and this is quoted of some information I found, they would take a bit of dirt and rebury it on other cemeteries.
Really?
Okay. So. Because I start contemplating things, as you guys can imagine. I mean, speaking of spooky, and once they flooded it, if there were still graves that they hadn't been able to fully dig up and move up to the other grave site,
they're now
their
underwater.
Spirits underwater.
Exactly. And I bet they don't like that so much.
And probably not.
Oh, my God.
And then the really cool thing was there's the Irons was a family there, and Eddie Irons' grave is said to be the only known grave that remains under the lake due to it being located in the concrete stairs of the schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which a schoolhouse is literally just out from the beach area of where we swim when we go there.
Oh.
So, and if in the fall time, they will lower the water. And one of the pictures here that I printed out to show you guys, when the water's lowered so much, then there's an overview photo that you can actually see the
base. Is that the one?
That's right there.
Okay.
That is, yeah.
Well, they call it the Atlantis, right? Of like the Dale Hollow type Atlantis or the Tennessee Atlantis, which I found that when you look at these, there's tons of sunken cities around the country and apparently around the world. But it'll say like the California Atlantis and all this stuff. And I'm like, I didn't know there were so many Atlantises. You know what I mean? Like, that's wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
the same thing happened to my wife's grandparents. They bought property down Burnside, Kentucky, which is Lake Cumberland, which is the sister lake of Dell Hollow. And the original town of Burnside is under the lake.
Oh, wow.
So they moved as many buildings as they could, and everybody relocated up on top of the hills before they flooded it. And they had to work on the dam.
Most people are accounted for, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But where did Grandma go?
There's
she's up there.
They had to lower the water level because they had to work on the dam probably five to seven years ago, maybe a little longer. Time sort of eludes you.
Yeah.
But when they lowered it at Burnside Island, where the boat ramp is that we put in at, there's a shallow area, and we could walk out there, and we found the old street and old home foundations, and you could walk and sort of imagine where the house was, and it was pretty wild.
Yeah.
And then there's still an old train tunnel going through the one mountainside, and even with the lake level up, you can see through it a lot of the times.
Oh, wow. Really? That's pretty cool.
So kayakers will kayak through it and that kind of stuff.
That is,
So this has happened a lot more than what we realized, which is
it is
creepy.
Just imagine, I mean, every reservoir. Well, where do people locate their towns? Next to a river, because you need water.
Yep, true.
Well, now they want to build a lake, so they have an abundance of fresh water, so they flood the towns.
Right.
Gosh.
Wow.
You don't think of it, though.
You don't. And the history of it, it's not that far ago and that long ago. That the Irons family, they're one of the families that kind of like set the town up, right, originally, the Willow Grove. That Eddie Irons is interesting because the whole story, do you have his backstory or anything? I don't want to take that away from you.
No, I didn't get much of that. I know Todd had said you had done some research too. So.
His dad bought him a horse for his birthday. And on his birthday, he goes riding out on this horse, and the horse is like a wild, I don't know if it's a stallion, but it was a wild horse, and he couldn't control it. But he was stubborn enough that he wasn't going to like be bucked off of it. So he goes riding through town or the countryside or whatever, and the horse takes him along, and he like basically gets banged in the head by a tree, like walnut tree or something like that, and dies. So first day, right out of the gate with this horse, you know, it's like, oh my gosh. So they find him dead. And so his dad, of course, is distraught. So he wants to make sure and bury him and have all this, you know, be, cause he was only in his 20s or something like that, but they bury him, and they, where they buried him, cause that was like the 1700s, right? It said, son of Edward Irons, from whom the Irons Creek is named, and earlier said on the 1700s. So it said every few, like 50 years or so, it was like, oh, they want to build a school. Well, the school knew that his grave was there, so they decided to put him, you know, in a place of reverence, you know, and they like kind of built over it. But they knew the grave was there, and they thought this would be a good way to say, you know, the founders of our community, this is, you know, respectful. And then time passed and nobody really knew much about him. And then they decided to upgrade the school. And then upgrading the school, they were like, yeah, but there's this casket down here. What are we going to do with this thing? You know? And then they're like, oh, well, we'll just have a place of reverence. So that he kept getting moved and like, you know, kind of disturbed as time would pass on. And then when they decided to do this, they were like, what are you going to do with this grave? You know? And they said, you know, cause he was eventually buried in the steps. Right. And that's, he still is, but they tried to dynamite him out of there.
Oh gosh.
And as I, and nice. They were like, they said that the dynamite
was waking the dead.
So we have all these engineers, they said, that were trying to figure out how to get him out of there. You know, cause by that point they weren't as respectful. Obviously they're like, whatever.
Right.
So they're trying to blow him out of there. And they said it wouldn't do it. Like, part of the step is, and you can go down there and still look, and that it is, the dynamite marks are still there, but they couldn't get him out of there, so they just left him there. And so that's like they, that is super.
So what they
spooky.
Do? Just go with a little firecracker and boom. Well, we couldn't do it. Well,
work. All right,
it's like on. It's like he was like, dude, you're not gonna do this again to me. Like I'm staying tired of here. Moving. Yeah. This is my grave. Stop bugging me. Yeah. And then they said the bunch of the like you're saying that there's a bunch of other grave sites that there's all kind of they're like activity. And they said if you go down there, you'll hear all these stories. But I tried to look them up. I listened to some of the videos and stuff. But a lot of it is just. There's a lot of stories out there between the Indian spirits that are there, the graves that were, you know, wrecked and ruined and disrespected to some degree. It's crazy the kind of activity that's probably down there.
It's very similar to when we went to Savannah. They have, you know, a lot of places that the graves were disturbed and they just moved them and they just
you
put
said
them
it's in. Like right across the street or something, right?
Yeah,
or,
and, yeah I mean, and they didn't mark, like they just put them somewhere and they're not matched up with the name. I mean, it's just terrible how they. Did that, you know, so so yeah. And I looked up Dale Hollow has had 138 deaths in its history.
Really?
I'm thinking that's I mean it's 138 too, bad, too yeah. many, but
so is that, we're talking water deaths
and yeah. said not one had
there's a sign
not that that's
there.
Great but that's
yeah I mean that's 138 people.
It's the same thing with Lake Cumberland, both of them. The biggest thing is people indulging in adult beverages and
that and
jumping
water
out
that
the,
never goes together. Yeah.
Jumping out of the boat with no life jacket.
They said not one of them had a life jacket.
Yep.
Next thing you'll tell me they were in the sun. They were enjoying the sun and the water.
No. They were swimming in the water during the
no
sun.
No way.
It's every year. Yeah. Like there's a cove down at Lake Cumberland that we go to. It's called Party Cove. Hmm. And just recently in the past 3 or 4 years, a fellow and his wife or whatever were having fun back there, and it's always jam-packed, so they weren't the only ones there. But he was quite intoxicated, slipped on the back of his big boat, hit his head when he fell into the water. Nobody could get to him because I mean he just sunk like a sinker. Mm-hmm. And nobody could get to him, and it's not very all that deep there. I mean with the water up it's maybe 25 foot deep, but I mean at 25 foot you lose a lot of light so you can't see nothing,
right?
And it's steep walled,
oh, yeah.
Rock walled. So, I mean, you don't know where he's going to float. And so, yeah, it's very difficult to try to find someone after they go.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, this is, I know that's sombering. But so now are we going to add these locations to our, we got to go to and investigate? Because now we have to get scuba gear. I mean, this is just going
to
happen.
Well, right? I've been to
would you
Del
do it overnight?
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I've never been to Lake Cumberland, but we went as a family vacation. I mean, with Amy's brothers, or sister, brothers, sister-in-law and all that, mom and dad. Olivia wasn't even a year old, so that's 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
I've been to, well, no.
Very fun. We rented like a, what do you call those, big pontoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pontoon. It had the slide on the back.
Oh, that's cool.
That was awesome. That was fun.
I've been through Cumberland, and I've never been to Dale Hollow, so I need to go. Technically to both.
Yeah, because we have some family friends and stuff that they boat at Dale Hollow. So every once in a while, we'll go over there and join up with them. And
So they're on the same river you said before, and they're about 60
miles
apart.
Yeah, they're fed by the same river system.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We always get surprised because Lake Cumberland, it's just deep.
Yeah.
There's not too many areas that you have to watch out for shallow water. You go to Dale Hollow, there are sections of underwater mountains. Mm. If you don't watch out, you're hitting a shore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Rachel, my wife, was skiing the one day, and we didn't notice it, but as she was skiing and she fell, in shallow enough water, there's like, it's not seaweed, obviously, it's fresh water, but whatever it was, it is weeds, and she's like, come get me. And we're like churning up mud, trying to turn around and stuff. It's where'd this come from?
This is a mess, yeah.
It's like Lake Cumberland, we never have to look for anything like that.
So, Ryan, do you guys, you just rent like a cabin, or do you have someone that has a place down there?
There's
or
a campground,
you,
actually.
Or a campground,
so we,
okay.
Yeah, we do. So that's right. We bring in, we actually got a guy that's got a company down there, and we just rent a camper from him, and he brings it in. And
oh, that's cool.
Sweet. That's actually really cool. Yeah.
And I was telling you guys before we
you're
started
do
here
that,
that
you're part of the crew. You did that, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Hit the mic at least once, or you're not part of the...
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It happens.
But they did do, a few years ago, some ghost tours at night around the campground area, and such, which I'm, you know, still kicking myself that I didn't take advantage of that, because I think that would have been really cool. And as you guys were saying, there's a lot of stories out there that I think are just, you know, verbally passed down from people to people. And so I'm going to really make the effort when we go back down this next 4th of July to go to the marina. I know there's one guy in particular that's got a lot of stories from his family history down there. And so I want to get a little bit more info. And
yeah.
Now, hear me out, Ryan. Maybe you could start the ghost tours up again if you collect enough stories and you get comfortable
I
enough.
I think that's a great
you
idea.
You could start that business.
I think that's a great idea. Seriously.
No pressure.
No.
Yes.
We can help you.
He could be the Dale Hollow Mike Brown. He could
exactly.
be the Charleston.
Yeah. I'm not trying to put too much pressure, but no. That would be awesome.
Could we do fun. A podcast, like a version 2 down there on Nate? Did you say you have a boat or something? There?
On location.
On location.
We are. Oh, yeah, down at Lake Cumberland. We got a boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could bring it down to Dale Hollow and do a
We're trying to figure out how to do that in Waverly, and then they were like, no, can't do it.
I was like, yeah, no.
This could be mobile.
But yeah.
We'll go anywhere. Power would be the
answer is yes. Yeah, and yes to you true. Coming back anytime you want and
awesome.
To getting us some stories. So that'd be awesome.
That would be fun.
I will admit, too, walking around down there, you know, sometimes late at night, you know, I'll just walk around just, you know, peaceful, trying to get some quiet. And it really is eerily quiet, you know, down there.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Being on a lake, you still think you'd get, you know, some sort of sounds, you know, coming off the slapping of the water. But, you know, and when you put it in perspective of what, you know, what is out there in the water right there where we're camping. And the history of it.
Well, you
can get a little creepy.
Feel like you could like wake the dead, literally, right? Have you ever had any experiences at all? That's what I was going to ask. And
not that I can really remember.
Yeah. But just those feelings.
Yeah. Like knowing more of the history on this now, though, I think I'm going to have a little bit more of an eerie feeling.
Eddie Irons is coming to for a visit now.
I love that. Eddie Irons.
Don't you like, all the fun people that
like
we talk about
show
are
in
Eddie,
the 70s.
Or Ed or Eddie around here. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah, I know. I have noticed.
I think I'm more worried about like a bear coming out of the night coming out of the woods.
Yeah. I think you're a wise man.
And I am a ghost or anything.
Tennessee does. Yeah, they do have those bears.
They do.
Yep. Eddie Irons.
Yep. That's awesome.
Petey.
Now, what I like is that you transitioned, and I don't mean to steal your information, but your information
please,
is awesome.
Please do.
It says, not unlike the fabled city of Atlantis, the old town of Willow Grove, Tennessee, is now under a lavish blanket of water. This is very well written, by the way. The murky depths of Dale Hollow Lake still house the shadowy foundation of what was once a beautiful and thriving valley town. So that really, it really makes it, it sends it home of how, you know, this was a community before. And then I love the way that you talked about it being like Atlantis.
Yeah.
So, because we're, you know, we're talking about maybe bringing up some Atlanta stuff. I know Nate's excited about Atlanta talk.
What's that?
Atlanta. Don't you start with me. Don't you start with me.
Atlantis. Don't they do a gambling? Oh, no, that's Atlanta. That's
Atlanta. Atlantis
City.
More Atlanta
City. City.
Yeah, Atlantis more. Is she a singer? You know, I like the term they call it, the name they call it, the town that drowned.
The town that drowned. Yeah. And it really is, yeah. Well, and got drowned.
Yeah.
It done got drowned.
Town that drowned.
So, I don't know if you could tell, I'm pushing the conversation to Atlantis.
Atlantis.
I do what's called the rabbit hole trick. And I find a rabbit hole, I open it up, and then I push these guys down. but we only have so much time tonight, so we're only going to do like a quick little, maybe, soft.
Couple hours.
Talk. Yeah, you got two, 3 hours.
Yeah.
I can see Ryan going, why did I?
Why did
no,
I say
no,
yes
I held
to
him
Atlantis?
Off.
Where's the door?
No, I do that. I'm like, why did I start?
Well, if I can say one other thing.
Yeah. No, please do.
As I was contemplating this, I can only imagine, you know, more of the creepy aspect to it. I can only imagine, you know, these souls of their graves being uprooted and everything, you know, and their town being flooded, you know, by the forceful government that it wouldn't probably make their spirits even more restless.
Yep, I agree.
And I agree, you know, willing to come back and haunt anybody that's, you know, such as us campers there, you know, in the area. So I think I'm going to really let my kids know. Hey,
this, aren't you?
Poor Matthew.
What's that scratching on the camper? I hope it's a bear.
Do your kid Ryan? I mean, I've known Ryan for what, 3 or 4 years? I mean, that's when we started probably become, you know, from baseball at least four years ago.
Yep.
And then so I've known his kids are like our second kid. I mean, that they're our kids too.
Adopted kids.
Right? Yeah. Seriously. But I don't. Yeah, I've never really like. Are they scaredy cats or do they like that stuff or? Do you think they would just get out of their skin if you
see my wife protects them from scary movies, and so I think I need to invite them over to your house more, Todd, and have them watch good movies. No, to answer your question, I don't. You know, I they can have fears like any kid, but I don't think they're super stark, you know, fearful kids that are always looking over the shoulder.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I told Amy and we just didn't get it done. We didn't go ourselves, but I'm like, we ought to ask the Walkers, we ought to go to a haunted house, you know, like, because I'm trying to get our kids, and they're 14 and 11. I'm like, guys, let's stop with the lights on stuff. Let's move up to, you know, I don't know.
And Olivia's like, then, have you?
Olivia's like, oh, I could definitely do that. I go, well, get out of here. You're, you know, like, she's talking tough. It's Elijah that we got to worry about. I go, oh, okay. Now you've already, no, that'd be fun.
I'm all about it. Let's plan it next Halloween for sure.
Ooh.
Well,
I can't wait.
We have a list of things. If you do hear door knocking or weird, strange noises there, we have a laundry list of things it could be. Now, most likely, it's going to be something quite logical, but we do have some fear. You could say, well, honey, it could be a Wendigo. It could be Bigfoot.
Slender Man. That's Sean's favorite.
Don't Tulpa. Talk about Slender Man. Tulpa. He's right there.
Sean's still scared of Slender
Man. I'm a little... Yes.
Yeah.
Freaked out.
But it is a very cool topic, Ryan. I'm glad you...
It is. And we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Brought that up for us to discuss, because it's... I think it's... Yeah. I mean, it's a real place.
Yeah.
And it's something not really far happened. From here. And it's kind of sad. I mean, it's...
It's very sad, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more widespread than we know, yeah.
And I didn't really know about the graves being messed with. That makes it terrible. I mean, what happened to the city is terrible, but then there's such disrespect to the people that were buried there, you know? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, eh, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'd be kind
of
ticked.
But I don't know. I mean, if you had the plans of flooding an area, you don't really want caskets floating up to the top.
I do.
You do.
Or do you?
Poltergeist?
That's just my game. No. No, but I'm just like, it's just the whole thing's like
haunted lake.
Kind of done. I think they're trying to be respectful, but in an unrespectful way.
They just went about it the wrong
way. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. So you want to dive in a little bit of a... You like that? You see where I went?
I did.
And then we can move on to some other stuff.
Yeah. Sure, of course. So we'll do a quick little thing.
I will say, since I was a little kid, Atlantis, the Lost City, has been very intriguing to me.
Titillating,
I've,
right?
I've seen... Yes, yeah.
Where is it?
It's a word. It's a dangerous word.
Keep it family friendly.
It is.
And then...
It's a big word. We deal with big words around here.
But I've seen a couple of movies, like the old movies from, you know, I always liked that. I always thought it was cool.
So. I know everybody knows what Atlantis is, but I'm going to give it a little bit of foundation because that's what I do over here. I'm going to make it brief. Atlantis is a fictional island mentioned in an allegory on the hubris of the nations in Plato's works. Timaeus, I know I'm going to say that wrong, and Critias, we do really, really well with the English language and other languages, wherein it represents the antagonist naval power that besieges, ancient Athens, the pseudo-historic embodiment of Plato's ideal state in the Republic. Now, they say that Plato got this idea from his, I don't know, it's like six times removed uncle or something like that, Solomon or whatever, I don't know, it sounds all made up and like it came out of Marvel Comics, and it might have, but they say that a lot of people say that it was allegory and that it wasn't true, but there are people out there that believe that this was actual history that he was attempting to report.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys think about Atlantis? Is it a... I mean, I know we haven't even discussed it, but you go initial thoughts.
Go ahead, Nate.
I know Nate's got it.
I've seen a few things. I do believe there was a lost civilization due to either water disappearing or water going over it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know exactly the origins of Atlantis. I haven't researched into that, but I mean, you know, these places may be Atlantis or they may not be Atlantis, but they sort of fit the same bill, you know.
Right.
Because I know there's a spot over in Africa that I heard that there's Atlantis was built on rings.
Yes.
And the ocean water would go in between these rings and, you know, it's like a traverse way for the citizens of Atlantis.
Supposedly there was two rings underwater and three rings above water.
Above water,
and we can still find those rings.
And there's a mountain range in Africa where they found something that from the sky, that's what it looks like.
I'm totally messing with your microphone, sir.
So
I'm kind of what you just said.
But they say that it's like really cool. Atlantis sunk into the sea. Well, this is up in a mountain range. But back... however many years, water level was probably higher at that time.
Right.
You know, so maybe the water came up and flooded it, but now it's receded. Now it's in the dry. I mean, Don't know.
Yeah.
That's the mystery of Atlantis.
Yeah. They say those circles. So one of them is the Eye of the Sahara, mm-hmm. is what it's called. That was that we've been wanting to talk about, but I knew that would link up to Atlantis, and I knew that would drag us into God knows what. But they do say that that's, to people, that's proof. But other people say, oh my gosh, that's out in the middle of the desert. There's no way that was ever underwater. I find that interesting because I went with, I've talked before, Zach, who's been on the program, he and I went with his wife, Amy. We went hiking, and we went to Glacier National Park,
mm-hmm.
and we went to what's called Sperry Glacier, is the one that we climbed, and it's like 8,000 feet, you know, above sea level, whatever. And so that doesn't sound like a lot because there's places that are a lot higher, but trust me, it took us a couple of days. It was high, but we went along there, not too far from where the actual glacier is at. And he said, yeah, look at all these waves on the rock. And I was like, oh yeah, that's really beautiful. You know, he's like, you know what caused that? And I was like, no. And he's like, this was underwater at one point. And
flowing I'm like, water.
That's wild. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking crazy. So mm-hmm. the interesting thing, like, I don't know, we can go kind of crazy with this, but I feel, and this is just me being me, but I feel like we're a civilization with some amnesia and we don't exactly know, like, you know, we go back so far. Right. And I personally, I'm a Bible believer. I believe that the Bible, what they say is real. And but I find that civilization started there. But I think that there's a potential that we have some lost history. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not saying Atlantis is real. I don't know whether it really is. I'm not. And if it was, it probably wasn't called Atlantis.
I don't think so either.
But it's interesting because we're talking
about. It's just what it was labeled as.
The Jungle Dryas, which we talked about before, which is the Ice Age. It's like 13,000 years ago. They do find that there was some kind of asteroid impact that changed civilization. So what we have now is just, it feels very like, you know, there's a lot of questions still of mm-hmm. where we came from. And maybe that's just making up a whole lot of nothing. Maybe there really isn't a past history, but it's interesting to think. And how far does it go? Because mm-hmm. some people say, oh, you know, it's 10,000 years, 12,000 years, 15,000 years. And that's pretty much, you know, what we sprang out of. Some people say it's 20,000 years. Some people put it into the millions. Now the mm-hmm. millions to me seems a little bit, that's pretty wild. But in all of this, that's where they say all these cities that combine the planet together. You talked about, was it Pangaea, is where, you know, the idea of everything being connected.
Which, I mean, they have proof of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's mountain ranges in South America that have species that are from Africa, mm-hmm. like plant species and stuff like that. I mean, they've gone up on top of these mountains and have found them.
And there's also been a great flood. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like with the mountain, there really was a flood, and there really was, the earth was different than what it is now. So it's interesting to me. And then, you know, we talk the Library of Alexandria, you know, it was destroyed for whatever reason.
So all that knowledge is gone.
Right. Yeah. So that to me is so interesting. And that's why this is interesting. Again, it's easy to like Marvel comics and different comic books, you know, Aquaman and Namor and all that stuff, that it's fun to think, oh, this is interesting.
There is no Aquaman.
There is. I know. Well,
Jason
wait a minute.
Mimosa or whatever his last name is.
Mimosa.
Mimosa. I don't need a mimosa.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Momoa.
But mimosa sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah.
But I
don't
believe
him. Don't tell him I said that.
I agree there's no Aquaman. But the funny thing is there are videos out there that say, drain the oceans. Let's see what's down there. We don't know. There are a lot of interesting
stuff. Drain the oceans?
There are can you imagine? No. I'm being extreme there. But if you really look down and try to find out what's under the ocean, I think we'd be amazed. We've talked about the megalodon.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
And sure. There are sunken cities down there that they don't exactly know the history of. Do I think it's Atlantis?
No.
Not necessarily.
I think there's a 1% chance that any of those are Atlantis. The Atlantis that were... Are there lost cities? Absolutely. We just talked about one here in Tennessee.
I think there's one over like near Japan, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
And some people think there's paved roads and there's
statues. I mean, it's there. It's
they placed it. It could be in Spain, in the Mediterranean, Mediterranean, Antarctica. You know, I mean, they got all these different cities. You know, it could be Atlanta. I don't think it ever, I mean, not in our lifetime. I don't think any of those are going to be tabbed. That is it. That's the Lost City of Atlanta.
No, I agree.
Now, well, just like the search of Noah's Ark. I mean, they find petrified timbers out in the middle of the desert, and it sort of looks
when
like
I was
the
a kid, they thought they found it.
Yeah, and it's like, maybe, but I mean, who's to know?
Yeah. What do you think, Ryan? What do you think about the whole Atlantis? I'm giving it 1% chance.
I'm intrigued by it. I agree. So I think that there's probably...
this person says it's here and that person says it's there. But
right.
A lot of speculation.
Yeah.
But I agree. Let's drain the ocean and check it out.
Yeah. See? He's a drain the ocean kind of guy.
Well, I mean,
you're not helping, Ryan.
You're coming back.
But the earth, yes, it's ever so slowly, but the earth is always changing, right? And always moving. Everything's moving. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you see it or not, and you probably won't because it's millimeters a year type stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's tectonic plates. It's things move. Mountain ranges are getting higher. Mountain ranges are going away. I mean, it's always moving and changing.
And it is. And to me, it does go back because I am, like I said, I'm a God-fearing person that I believe that God created this stuff. So I'm not trying to take that away, but that's part of, God also made me a questioner and a wonderer and I'm like, how did this happen? Cause I love, I'm a why guy. I want to know. So when I see these and I was showing Ryan, these, some of these pictures, I'm going to say this wrong. I'm sure it's called the Richart or Richat structures. And those lines that they say, like I said, you know, how did that get in the desert? Those are made of salt, by the way.
Wow.
When they find those. And like I said, that one's in the Sahara. So it's, and they say that the astronauts have used those as marks to say, to know where they're at.
Reference.
Around the planet for the Sahara. And they're like, we know where we're at on the planet. Isn't that cool? But they didn't realize what they were using for the longest time. And then they're like, what is that exactly? So that's how it got to be called the Sahara, the Eye of the Sahara. But they really don't know exactly what it's doing there. Again, it's salt lines. And they say at some point that was underwater is what the belief is. So.
Well, and it's actually raised platforms of stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, just salt laying on the, on
no,
the ground.
It's the blue stuff is the salt. They said it would be the salt, the other thing is the Bimini Road we've talked about before, and they say that's an underwater rock formation near North Bimini Island in the Bahamas. The road consists of half a mile long southeast linear feature composed roughly of a rectangular to sub-rectangular limestone blocks. Various claim this has been made for this feature being either a wall, road, pier, breakwater or other man-made structure. However, credible evidence or arguments are lacking in such an origin, so they feel like this Bimini Road leads to Atlantis or has been part of the Atlantean. So those kind of things are out there. Like I said, again, a bit of a stretch, but it's interesting when they find these things and they really can't explain, like, where did this come from and where is it? I mean, I'm sure I wish there was a good explanation.
Yeah.
Again, we probably could have found it in a library, you know, that happened to burn down. So, you know, Alexander, I'm still bummed about that. Some of that stuff might have just been there, and we probably make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Potentially.
You know what my favorite?
But it's lost history.
It is.
So it's hard to put your finger on what it is.
Right.
Possibly swallowed up by the Bermuda Triangle.
There you go.
That's my favorite.
We figured it out.
It says, inspired by Donnelly, whoever this guy is. Many later writers expanded on this theory that they added their own speculations as to where Atlantis may have been. One of these writers was Charles Berlitz, grandson of the founder of the well-known language schools and author of many books on paranormal phenomena. In the 1970s, Berlitz claimed Atlantis was a real continent located off the Bahamas that had fallen victim to the notorious Bermuda Triangle, a region of the Atlantic where a number of ships had supposedly disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Supporters of this theory point out to the discovery of what looked like man-made walls and streets found off the coast of Bimini. So,
yeah,
I love the Bermuda Triangle.
Aliens.
bear with me.
And then, so
interdimensional beings. It all plays into this. I guarantee it does. Ryan's like, oh my gosh.
I've always been intrigued.
Never
by
coming
Bermuda
back.
Bermuda Triangle as well, though. I agree.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's fascinating the stuff that happened.
Didn't we just
there?
Really.
We talked
I can't
about
remember.
That,
was it a mini or a full?
It was a full.
I can't remember.
You texted us or messaged us and said, oh my gosh, I think Bermuda Triangle. Frangle.
Bermuda Frangle. Got in that drink.
That mimosa was really good, by the way.
Jason Mimosa?
Jason Mimosa. That might be my favorite line of all time from this
You're
podcast,
welcome.
By the way. That was awesome. We don't even have to put that on Patreon.
So what about the Bermuda Frangle?
It was a couple episodes ago, but you said that was your favorite one because we really had a lot of fun with that.
And I loved it. I just can remember it as a mini.
And we figured it out. So, right?
Well, yeah, Ryan, we do a lot of, after we record, we were like, we just nail them and we don't want to tell anybody else.
We're a pretty big deal.
We pretty much solve everything. We just don't want the listeners to know. We want them to, you know, we don't want to take their joy away. You know, the whole, what is it? Who is it? What? Why?
We know who Jack the Ripper is.
That darn right.
We're not saying though.
His name was Jack Ripper.
He was a Ripper.
And he was the
Jack Tripper. That's what I Googled.
Yeah. No, I like this.
That's why we cut to the middle-aged moment real quick, right? Like,
yeah.
Record needle skips, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, fascinating, I think. And they talk about it. There's multiple theories about it being in the Atlantic, so.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. Yeah. I know you guys talked about it on a previous podcast here recently with the corn markings and then how distinctive they are. And then you just showed the picture there, Sean, of those distinct round salt rings. Like, when you really try to think about that and let your mind wander, you know, I mean, how specific those are and how could they ever be man-made? It really...
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys... Did you get to look... Amy, who's a nurse practitioner, we gave a shout-out to on one of the episodes. I don't believe this dropped yet. It will by the time this drops. But I
can't remember.
She put...
I can't.
She liked our Stonehenge, which we just dropped last week. And she said her theories were interdimensional beings, aliens. I mean, she was like, duh. But the other thing was, is that she said maybe it was a marker left, you know, by an ancient civilization saying, don't forget us.
Right.
We were here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or this is how we communicate, you know.
Sure. We forgot you.
Yeah. we forgot something, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I thought that was cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that somebody's trying to, you know, put their pieces together or say, hey, this is what I think. So.
Yeah. No, I like that. Yeah.
She said great episode. So she had me at a great episode, right?
That's right. That's all we care about. No, I like that. That's cool that, yeah, listeners or even if people don't listen, but they follow us on social media, they like to put their theories together.
Like, a big thing that I've always heard is on a lot of programs and that kind of stuff, and they're trying to like, well, this isn't naturally made. Nature doesn't make straight lines. So it's like whenever you look at something, you see a straight line, it has to be manufactured at some facet because nature doesn't work in straight lines.
Hmm. Yep. That's a good point, actually. It really is a good point.
I don't know what to say on that. I never thought about it.
You kind of blew my mind there, Nate.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Sean. We got a mimosa going on here. We got
a little bonus for the 50th episode.
Exactly. Well, we had dead air the other day, and we were like, you know what? That's okay. That's our breathing space.
Not to like quickly move away from
the No, you're fine. Yep.
But since we have Mr. Ryan in here, I want to find out, what are your thoughts, and I know Nate's probably, he's going to like that. What are your thoughts about aliens and UFOs? What's been your take
on
that?
Spot here.
Oh, I do like being put on the spot. I don't know if I fully believe in them. I think obviously if there was an encounter that I either had myself or a close friend had an encounter, that may instill a little bit more belief in me.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting, though, with all, you know, the news now and all the recent space travel, trying to find out, you know, what else is out there. You know, that's very interesting. But, yeah, I mean, if E.T. was real, then then maybe I'm proved wrong.
Ryan,
so.
Sean thinks he is.
Oh, did I just ruin it?
Are you saying he's not? What the heck are you talking about, man?
See, I was like, I thought.
You're we're a percentage guy here. Yeah, we are a percentage of people. Yeah. We're not going to make you do percentages unless you want to.
I mean, I don't. Nobody.
99.1. Pretty close to that.
You pointing at me?
Yeah.
I am. I'm talking. I'm speaking for
Nate. I was more like 50-50, and then after our discussion.
You're 51-49.
A little more than that. 52-48. No. I don't know what it was, but yeah. I mean, I could see it, but I just don't.
We moved the dial up a little bit with Nate. Nate, what am I saying? Which one? That one's Nate. That one's Todd.
Yeah,
we moved it up with Todd a little bit, so we felt successful in our
two-part. We accomplished our goal.
It did not stay the same, and it didn't go down. I mean, after these guys, what they had to say, it's 0%.
I was afraid of that. I'm like, that's all I got.
I don't know. I'm just really heavy into thinking and speculating, and it just
too massive of a
just seeing how many galaxies and stuff out there.
I know.
I can't.
I know.
Sam finds it enthralling because he's snoring right now.
I can't fathom that we are the only perfect scenario to harbor life.
Yeah. And I think if it's out, if they're out there, I mean, God knows, God created them. So, like I said, our listeners and people can think they don't have to be believers in Christ and God, and they can be atheists, they could be agnostic, whatever. That, you know, that's not what this, or they can be, you know, Christians or Muslim, whatever they believe faith-wise. I'm just saying, if they're there, with my faith, God, I mean, it's not like, whoa, hey, God didn't know about that. I mean, he knows. You know, he's the only one.
Must have been my off day.
You know.
Eighth day.
Wait a minute.
It was an eighth day?
Wait a minute. Where'd you come?
The unicorn comes.
We got Adam and Eve and Kulukaka, you know, of the spacecraft, you know, whatever. Yeah. So you're small percentage then.
Yeah, I think, to relate back to, because I love listening to your guys' podcast, to relate back to another podcast you guys talked about with the out-of-body experiences, I think I'm definitely much more of a believer in having those out-of-body experiences what all that entails.
It's not drug-induced either. I don't know if I made that clear enough. I have never.
I wonder.
Just fever-induced.
It's fever. Yeah, you had that. He's had it too.
Yeah. Don't. What was it? Inhale.
Galvanized poisoning. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
We have disclaimers coming out the wazoo on the show, and that's one of them.
So have you had any, you've never had it across the board, any paranormal, any whatever, supernatural, you never, anything you can think of?
Deja vu.
Would you like one?
Deja vu, yeah, I agree. I have that problem more than anything. That'll stop you in your tracks.
Oh, yeah, it does.
When you're like, wait a minute, I know I've experienced everything that's going on right now.
And it's like, yes. And you know what that person's going to say. You know what that person's going to pick up. And you're just like, I've seen this before.
Yeah. Yes, it's just very strange.
And I play with it. I try to change it.
I do.
Nate's super genius over here. I love it.
When I get that feeling of deja vu coming in, I was like, okay, I'm changing it.
Does it ever work? Like, I've never even thought. It just normally freaks you out to me.
Because I don't realize it until after. I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in the midst of it, so I don't feel like I can change it.
But sometimes I get the feeling.
That's even a step.
Because I get like a feeling. Like, when it's deja, when something happens that I feel like I've seen it happen before, I get like a weird feeling. Like, oh, wow. Like, just, I don't know. And so if I start getting that little spidey tingle, then
I'm not gonna get bit by a spider, didn't you?
Yeah. I try to play a game with it. I was like, hey, how can I change this up?
No, seriously, that's like, I will recognize it after it's already happened. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait a minute, whatever years ago just happened a second ago, but I don't.
It's a split second decision, I think, because I get the feeling like it's deja vu. I've seen this, and so as it's happening, I try to change it. That's how I play with it.
I never would have thought that. I should know. Nate's a wizard with this tech stuff. I mean, why did I not think he could?
He said, hey, I'm going to change this minded, whole scenario. And he's also very dimensionally minded, to be fair.
I think it's fascinating. Quantum physics and
Nate is supernatural.
Yeah. Fascinating. I think he's the things they're figuring out in science are more, it becomes mystical, magical almost. Mm-hmm. And if you call something magical in this day and age, honestly, it means like we don't understand what it is. So science right now is very magical.
You look at everything, I mean, that infinity's real. So, I mean, as you're zooming in on an atom, okay, yeah, we can see atoms now. And, we can split them and but you can keep going. Mm-hmm. So what's inside that? What's inside that? What's inside that? You know,
we talked about that.
We
one
don't
time.
Have the capability of doing that yet.
Remember where we
it can't be done.
Yeah, it's the same as looking out in the stars. You know, I mean, infinite.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're saying. It doesn't. Technically, what you see as it goes by.
Yeah, you can keep looking and looking and looking and. True. Never find an end.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
We talked about that we are always looking for the aliens in the macro. We're like trying to figure out where are they at out there. But instead, we could look like smaller, like the micro. There could be aliens that are figured out like smaller is better, right? Our technology keeps getting smaller. How come maybe the aliens figured that out a long time ago?
Maybe that's why you sneeze. A little alien going up your nose. And
Geronimo! Yeah. Oh, my.
that would be the green goblins
Ryan,
or snot. Did we follow? I don't think we followed the format. Did we? Did we follow the script? We kind of went off script.
No, No, you said here at the end we were going to just do a random. I love it.
This is the script.
Yeah, exactly.
Wherever the mind takes you.
How do we come? We went from Dale Hollow to microscopic aliens.
This is exactly what we.
I love it. Yeah, this is
why I'll come back for.
Honestly,
51.
I've never really heard anybody embellish on microscopic aliens.
I got the articles. I hadn't either. That's why I was like, this is amazing.
Cool. Oh, man.
I got it right here.
Never really thought of it.
Huh.
Yeah. I hadn't either, and that's why I was just like so excited to share that with you guys.
Microscopic aliens.
And you guys were just like, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. No. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that.
You may not have been.
But. No, but this is, we wanted to talk about Del Hollow.
It's so,
Atlantis, and now,
so minute. It doesn't really matter.
Minute
bowl. Uh-oh. I think he just tried to like.
I know.
Wrap us up.
I know.
No.
What? So since we have our buddy Ryan here, and he can be amongst us to watch our nonsense and listen to our nonsense. We got to get his take on stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. while we haven't, especially in person.
I completely agree.
So, I mean.
Something else I was going to say about the deja vu is, have you had deja vu in dream format?
Yes.
Ooh.
I think I actually have. I can remember having a dream and then having another dream the exact same way.
Yep.
And I know dreams are a whole other topic, and I definitely don't want to take us down off topic.
Well,
we already are.
We've talked about, and that. Interesting thing is, I don't think I've ever had deja vu in a dream, though. That's kind of interesting. But I have woken up from a dream into, it's almost like, I'm going to have that moment. What's the one? What is the?
Amnesia?
Yeah, not amnesia. What's the one where dreams within dreams of Leonardo DiCaprio? I'm having that moment.
What are you talking about?
Remember the dream within the dream? Oh, man. I can't think of it. I'm freezing.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Isn't Leonardo DiCaprio?
The movie with him?
Yes. It's a
It drove me. Jenna fell asleep during the movie, counting tiles of the ceiling.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I just can't think of the name.
Old movie? I don't know. Should we look it up? Nate, are you going to look it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Titanic.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I had a point.
Go ahead, Sean.
Anyway, I have woken up out of a dream in like layers of dreams, and then like, am I awake or am I still sleeping? So, and some of my dreams have been, I know you have very lucid, and real life.
Olivia and I are wackadoo dreamers.
But it is, we're going to drive the people. Yeah. Did you get
that? No, I'm looking.
Oh, you're still looking.
Yeah.
But it is something that like.
Inception.
Inception. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I own it, too, and I still can't remember.
I've never seen it.
So. Well, you haven't seen it. Okay.
But I know about it. I have heard.
It's true that it made Jenna fall asleep. But I had to watch that movie several times, and then I still can't remember the name of it. But it is a very complex movie that is like, what did I just watch? So you have to go back and you miss things. But it is. Spoiler alert. But it's like he dreams layers of dreams. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very fascinating. It's very complex.
I might have seen it, actually.
Yeah, like
so Inception.
The buildings sort of like.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
But that's how some of my dreams have been before, and it's multidimensional. I get to the point of where I'm like, okay, this is way beyond me. And I've also tried to have communication with what I feel like it was like angels or whatever, trying. But it's this high level of processing that I can't. It's almost telepathic, and I can't quite understand it. And again, it's like I don't feel like I'm some kind of a special person for having these experiences, but I do feel like I've left my body, whether it's in the dream state or whether it's a real experience where I've left. And it does feel like you're still tethered to your body. That's the other thing. And I have it feels like you're physically dropping back into your body when you come back. I've also thought I died a couple of times, but these are dreams where I like prayed and said, I want to have that experience again. What was that? Help me to understand what that was like that. And that is, if anything, I've questioned my faith in the past, but it's brought me closer to, okay, now I know that you're real God. Like, I don't need you to prove that to me, but that was pretty amazing. And have I been able to go back and recreate those things? No, sometimes it's just like, I was taking a nap with my son one time and I had one of these, and it's like, or I decided to go back to sleep in the morning and had a lucid dream or an out of body experience. But those are beautiful things to me. I find them to be very, very much divinely, a divine interaction saying, look, you're part of something bigger. Don't forget that.
You've had deja vu with dreams.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah. Is that consistent or is it something like, I've had it once, or twice? I mean,
yeah, not often, but, I know. Within the dream, I'll be like, whoa, wait a minute. I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah, that's that's really cool.
Seen this movie before.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're Nate, then you try to control it, right?
Yeah.
I think you're crazy. Too.
Yeah. Nate. I've had reoccurring dreams. I don't know if that necessarily designates deja vu, but.
Which is still fascinating. I mean, when you think about
it. It's like, why am I dreaming about this again?
Do you guys have, I have this a lot where, it's like a movie where I'll dream and it's just, so detailed. I dream in color. It's a color, and I'll wake up and then I'll go back to sleep or like I go to the bathroom, go back to sleep. And it continues the same plot, same character. I'm like, what is
that's
going
on?
That's
why.
I've done that. It seems like a 2-hour movie.
Yeah.
And I do that a lot.
I've done that a handful of times.
Sometimes it's not fun. It's like a scary, intense, or, I'm
I've had
getting
some
shot
shit.
At or something. Or
I've had some night terrors that feel yes, that way. And you go back to sleep and you're like, oh my gosh, it's still here. Yeah.
Yes.
I have had that before.
You want to hear about one of my reoccurring ones?
We're not sure. No.
Todd's like, the first time I had the dream, I was younger. I was like, 12 or something like that. I was a kid. I woke up and full on sweat because it freaked me out. For the most part, the whole premise is somehow me and a couple other people end up in this van, and I think I was driving, if I remember correctly, and this other guy, he was injured, and so for whatever reason, he was upside down with his head towards the floorboard. I don't know if he like fell over the seat or something, but that was the position he was in, girl in the middle, and then I'm driving, and then he looks underneath the seat, and he saw like a hybrid like gremlin. Ooh. Like underneath the seat, and it starts attacking him. So like we're like trying to get our feet up off the floor, thinking that it'd keep him from getting us, and it scared the bejeebies out of me. I woke instantly up in a full on sweat.
Oh yeah,
and then I fell asleep, and is one of those
It continued
and
same
it's like, and then like a month later, I had the exact same dream again. I knew what it was, so I didn't wake up in a sweat that time. But
And that's funny how your body react. Like, oh, I've seen this before. I'm not going to get so
worked up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We know how to handle it. That is weird. Mm-hmm. You're a child of the 80s with the gremlin thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a stripe? Did you have a mohawk?
Well, actually, like I said, it was a hybrid, so it had like a circular saw, like shoulder appendages type things, like spikes and stuff. Ooh. It was like even more terrifying than the actual gremlins.
I went back and watched Gremlins this last year, and the funny thing is, do you remember what the main guy with the stripe or the spike was? Do you remember what his name was? Stripe. I always thought it was Spike.
I just said that.
I thought it was Spike. No, I know, but I told Harrison.
So
like,
did Elijah, I think. Or
and then he's like, yeah, I thought so too, Dad, but no it's Stripe. Like, it's Stripe. And yeah. I was like, I had one of those moments where I'm like checking my, like, is that what it really was? But yeah, I just totally had forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw it at the movie theater about 10 times when it came out. I was 13. Ooh, that was years ago. Movies were black and white.
Yeah.
They
were just figuring out fire, right? And the wheel.
Yeah. So Ryan, as our get, like, anything you want to bring up as far as, like, creepy topics or, there's, because this is the cool thing about this is that there's so much to talk about it. We will never run out of material. There's so much.
Man. We're going to dissect this whole episode, I think, and find
anything you want to bring up and tell or talk about, or like anything you're interested in. Like, what's your favorite type of paranormal stuff? Like, I love demons and ghosts, the haunted buildings, that's my main thing. Like, do you have any?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably spirits more than anything, just lurking around. I mean, when you think about, the paranormal and spirits that are out there, maybe in another realm. But they're doing their thing just like we're doing our thing right now. That can be creepy to really think about that.
And they might, at some point, they meet or overlap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. I love all the haunted places that you guys have talked about on prior podcasts. And if I'm ever able to join as a guest, I think that'd be super cool.
It's an open invitation.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
I loved how you guys talked to one episode about all the different factors that are involved to there being a place that, is considered haunted. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly.
But limestone and flowing water.
Water. Oh, yeah. Limestone. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
And that was super cool.
Residual hauntings that something like super historic sometimes or whatever has happened in that area.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The Hannah House, I know you guys talked about that once. Mm-hmm. My old church back in the day, we used to have, a feast there right after Easter. And so to hear you guys talking about that to think, we used to have gatherings there, with my old church.
I've never been in it. I've only been by it, and it's super creepy. But to be in it is creepy? You guys, Todd said yes.
Well, I've been there twice, and it was for Christmas, right? Work parties,
yeah.
So it was
we were more out in the back
murder
court
mystery
area.
Type dinner, like the dinner murder.
But
dinner,
outside even looks. I don't know what inside's like. I've seen pictures, but it looks creepier outside. At least when we go by.
Well, and like it's dilapidated. They taken care of it. It's kind of
that doesn't help. Does it?
Condition, yeah. But that was a great because we did
that was our first mini.
We kind of did four or five different stories around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was a yeah. So you you've been there. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we were mainly out on the back patio there. You know.
Yeah.
That's where all. Year, that's where so. Most of the ghosts are.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
not to spook
yeah.
you out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so.
Yeah.
What's your favorite character, like movie character, as far as like Michael Myers, Jason, or Freddy, or
I'm a Michael
Chucky,
guy.
Or you know. What's his name, Pinhead, and
Michael.
Man, that's a good
repping my Michael.
If you have
you
one.
Are.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch a lot of movies growing up. I mean, I'm always ashamed, you know, when I know people are big movie buffs, and I tell people it wasn't that I wasn't a movie buff, just it wasn't something that, you know, I,
sure,
you know, did a lot of, you know, watching movies. I was, if we went to the drive-in, I was usually the first one to fall asleep. So
right, yeah, exactly. I understand that.
I mean, Freddy, obviously, you know, I think is the original, you know, one of my age that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Super creepy.
Scared everybody to death, right?
Yeah. Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. You know, yeah, I think just this, the noise face, of the chainsaw, like that'll get
my,
you every
my
time.
My wife loved that movie. Stumble. She actually hated it.
Yeah, she loved Hank.
Hates that movie. She
it's like it. That commercial. What do we do?
Yes, I
don't know.
I love it.
Let's hide behind all the hanging chainsaws and hooks.
Exactly right.
No, we can't do that. Let's go to the graveyard.
And like, are you kidding me, people?
Why can't that's we just funny. Go to the running car? No.
No, that's stupid.
That's great.
Let's go to the cemetery.
Yeah.
Nate's is Candyman, right? Candyman?
Yeah, he scares me. Yeah.
Ta-da.
I thought Jason.
Not
no, I enjoy Jason just because yeah. my October 13th mm-hmm. birthday. So.
Yeah.
I'm something else real quick.
I'm a Michael Myers. Michael Myers is my boy.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy. who's yours?
Slenderman now. Are you kidding me? No. You're talking care. Leatherface, honestly. That is probably the one.
He's in my top
love three. Haint, but it scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah. Freddy Krueger, not so much. I'm not into those movies. I think his character.
I like the story of him.
Yeah, and I like his character's funny because he's got like a sensor. I don't mind. It's just as far as like terror and creepy and awesome. I love Michael Myers. Yeah.
Something else I was going to say about it. I mean, again, with the random topic we're on now of creepiness is you hear stories of people when they're under anesthesia and having surgeries have the ability to feel sometimes or to have an automatic experience during that. I mean, and obviously drug induced somewhat, you know, with the anesthesia right. they're on, but that's very creepy to think about.
They have out-of-body experiences, too, where they see what happened to them, but they do it from a perspective that there's no way they would have been able to see or know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is really creepy.
Yeah. I had that when I had my colonoscopy last spring.
You did not.
I was like, whoa, what? A minute. What's going on here?
That can't fit up there. Oh, my gosh.
Nate and I tried to get told. We told the doctor to play the Indiana Jones theme. The dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah. I said, at least buy me dinner first. Right, right. Like, yeah, no, that's true though. A lot of people experience that stuff.
I know
yeah,
when I had my wisdom teeth cut out, oh, I gosh, woke up while they were working on me. But
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I vaguely remember it. I didn't care.
That's gotta be that is the worst nightmare.
I was like, I was waking up, and I think I heard him. Sort of like, oh, he's waking up. So they gasped me some more.
But,
yeah, I was like, I was just sitting there, and I know they're on top of me, like, you know, yanking teeth out. And, and I was like, oh, they're pulling my teeth out. Cool. And then I just passed back out again.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Anesthesia is awesome, though. I mean, seriously, not to go back to the colonoscopy.
I handle it pretty good.
I do, too. And I'm
we're going back to the colonoscopy, though.
This is funny. We're talking, and the doctor's like, so what are you going to eat when you're done with this, you know? Because, you know, you have to do the whole cleansing. Mm-hmm. That's worse than the, because you don't know what's going on in the
colon. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I don't know. I said, I love chicken and probably give me a cheeseburger or something. And he goes, I said, I love sweet tea. I can't wait to have it. Oh, you like sweet? Yeah. He goes, I brew my own tea. He goes, I've got a, so the doctor's like, or the anesthesiologist, whoever. He's like, yeah, I brew my own tea and I've got in my basement, I've got this and that. And he's like, I, you know, do my own beer. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And so the nurse like, oh, that's all I know. That's the last. I mean, no, we're talking like
that's
this.
All
I'm like, oh, that's all. And yeah, the last, that's funny. Next thing, he's like, hey, you did great. Everything looks awesome. I mean, I was like, did what?
Well, yeah, same.
I mean, that is, yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Well, I have two experiences like that.
So, wasn't I just talking to you about sweet tea and now I'm late? Yeah.
Well, the wisdom teeth one, when they put the gas on me, I'm sitting there like, oh, what do you do? I was like, oh, I'm an iron worker. And, oh, up on the high buildings. And yeah, I'm up there crawling.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. Like,
then when I had my knee surgery, when I had my knee surgery, you know, I had the IV in my hand. And they're like, yeah, you're going to feel a little burn, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, you'll be out. And so I was like, I'm going to fight this. And I was like, I felt the burn. It got almost up to my elbow. And boom, I was out.
Yeah.
No more fighting.
You can't fight it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got my wisdom teeth, all four taken out. And two of them were sideways. So I had to cut them out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, okay, count backwards from 20. I go, okay, 20, 19, same thing. Out. Hey, everything else? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, wow.
But I freaked him out after the wisdom teeth. Because I woke up and they're like, I was trying to figure out where I was at first. And then the nurse was like, oh, you're up. And you want something to drink? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So they brought me a Sprite. And so I took a couple sips of that. And then all I heard her say is, well, whenever you feel good, we'll get you up and out of here. And I was like, okay. And I stood up. And she's like, whoa. It's like, there's not enough nurses in here to pick you up if you fall. I said, just open the doors. I'm good.
Oh, wow.
And I walked out.
That's
wow! Did you hear people in the background going Sasquatch, Sasquatch?
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't wake up in the middle of my. Oh my gosh! No way! No. I'm glad I'm out and I don't wake up until it's time. So anyway,
I have to tell you guys. I don't know if you know this. This has been really fun.
Yeah,
this is like a really cool chat.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed it.
Each one, and Jenna expects this now, and she just has to assume that I'm telling her the truth. I always say this is the best ever. You know, we did the best ever. So this is number 50. We are sitting pretty at the top of the mountain. Yeah. This is the best ever.
Ryan, you should. This number 50. That's a perfect time.
Well, when I think of it, too. It just kind of randomly came to me. You know, being the 50th show, I was able to provide a little bit of content from the podcast.
Contribute.
That I've listened to in the past. So it was a good compilation.
Let's be honest.
I didn't think about it that way, but that's really cool.
He saved it by starting. Yeah. No, seriously, it was fun to have. I mean, it's fun to have a friend.
Yeah,
like I said, I've known you for. I mean, I know Nate just met you, and Sean's met you once before, or whatever. But like, and I've known you for about 4 years. But so I'm so excited.
We're now gym buddies.
That's right. Oh yeah, that's right.
we're gonna take pictures in the corner of each other. Hold on, can you take my picture right in there? Take
now, 5:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Nate. Now I am the lazy and creepy. No, but it's cool to have somebody come in that we know sitting in our little studio.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's always funny how
whatever.
Other connections you can make with people too, just like, you know, meeting you. I used to hang out with your nephew back in high school, and then, you know, Ryan comes over here and he's like, oh, you know the Hills? And like, well, I graduated with, you know, couple in high school. And he's like, oh yeah, that's my sister's brother and sister.
Yeah.
Your wife's brother and sister. I was like, well, small world, just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really cool. I'll say this in wrapping it up for my part. I know it was a vision that you had, Todd, to want to do this, and you know, and bringing Sean with you, and then having Nate, who's been an integral part of this podcast. Man. Like, you guys are doing great. You know, I'm proud of you guys for what you're doing.
Every episode's exciting.
And I love the banter that goes back and forth along with the content. And again, I can't thank you guys enough for letting me join you this evening.
Now you know it's scripted. Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
So you know, exactly. Scripted.
Totally
scripted. I'm reading my part right now.
No, we appreciate that, man. That's awesome.
Thanks so much.
It's funny. You looked over at me and you're like, you got notes, right? Yeah, like, sort of.
Sure.
I hand wrote my notes for the first, I don't know, 20. And then I was like, you know what? We're taking this off the rails. It was like two. And I can't read my own writing half the time. That's why I did. I was like, I don't know what I'm saying. See this, what am I trying to say?
Except
here?
For that little Inception thing, which I kept thinking incognito, by the way. I don't know why I kept thinking incognito. Besides that, this was a great episode.
No, that means mimosas. A lot, Ryan. That means, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
We got mimosas. Come on.
Yeah. So just kind of see what we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Been fun.
It was fun. It was a good discussion. Round table, square table, whatever.
Squared.
Round table.
Trapezoid.
Yeah.
Rhombus.
Cubed. I want an octagon. Or an octagon. Whatever.
We're going to be.
Oh, so you want to throw fists?
UFC, baby. Here we go.
We're throwing hands. All right. Well, let's.
I'm going to wrap it up here, and I'm getting to my middle age
moment. He wants to get to his middle age moment.
No, I don't. Well, I do.
Yes, he does.
Here's one. No, I want to share something that you asked me to share, and I'm going to share this. This is really, really crazy.
I asked you this?
Well, yes. Well, kind of. Remember I joked about this morning?
Don't. No.
After saying, it's podcast recording day.
Yeah.
Harrison and I are taking a walk.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We do that regularly nowadays.
This is cool.
And Harrison said to me.
This is really cool.
It's fun. And this is for being the 50th. This is kind of fun to share this. Mm-hmm. he tells me, Dad, I wrote an essay on Nikola Tesla. And I'm like, awesome. Did you know we did an episode on Nikola Tesla? Yes, Dad, I used you as a reference.
Now, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Was this the whole class had it, or that was just his choice?
I was going to say to the end he got an F, but that's beside the point. I don't know what kind of grade he got, actually.
But no, I'm saying, like, I mean, the whole class had a dude, Nikola?
No, he chose it.
Okay,
he chose. He was able to decide what kind of essay or who he wanted to do it on.
Cool.
He did Nikola Tesla. And I told him, I said, so he said he could use us as a reference. They're allowed to use podcasts. His teacher did say, what's this? You know, what is this one? And so he said, oh, that's my dad's podcast. And he's with these other guys. And his teacher said, I'm not really a podcast guy, but I'm going to check it out. So I just thought it was interesting that, number one, he used us as a reference. Mm-hmm. And number two,
thank you, Harrison,
that he was, and he and I kind of talked about Nikola. And the funny thing I realized was we probably shouldn't have started with the pigeon fetish, because he's like, pigeons, Dad? Like, really? Pigeons? Really? Like, and the curling of the toes?
Again, like, Harrison, that was an is
odd,
your dad.
He was an odd duck. Oh, my gosh. We had so much
fun. Hey, that is fun.
Sean, isn't that cool? We're a big deal.
We're a really big deal. Yeah. I tell him that regularly. None of my family members believe this. Someday they'll believe it.
And if we were pickles, we'd be a really big deal.
The other funny thing is, I have to mention this then, since I mentioned that, was that William has been talking to me about the Titanic. So I told him we did an episode on that. So he was amazed how much I knew about the Titanic, and I tried not to throw him down rabbit holes. But I told him, I said, he's like, one thing that we talked about is a mummy on there. And I was like, you know what? That's one thing that I've never come back and said. I think that's just something that was in my brain. I don't know whether that was true or not, but I was like, oh yeah, there was a mummy on there. And I was like, yeah, buddy, I wouldn't. If you write a paper on the Titanic, I wouldn't be including that one. Don't, like,
the mummy was that.
That was something that I was like, I want that to be true, but I think that's
the compliment. Yeah. But there were daddies on there too, mummies and daddies.
Mummies and daddies. So I had to put on
and Ryan's like, I am really thinking.
There's no reason.
Why did I show up?
There's no reason.
Bad enough I got to put up with him in the neighborhood.
So with the middle age moment,
yes,
the funny thing is about, like, with this discussion we just had, there's no darkness to come out of. There's nothing creepy to come out of.
No.
It's been kind of a crazy week. I mean, I know we talked about that a little bit before the podcast. We've had some, I know you've had some loss this
sick
week.
Monday, and a friend of mine I've known for 35 years, at least 36, say 35, 36. I didn't want to bring it up, and now I'm glad you did.
No, I thought we should at least
his name was Mark.
It, yeah,
and I don't know if I Mark Jug, because it's already been out. His obituary's out, and he was so he was 2 years ahead of me, and he and I and other buddies that he ran around with, but I ran around with them too because of the basketball. We played so much basketball. But he was the nicest, funniest, like just a good guy. You know, good ball player. He included me, like, he was 2 years ahead of me in school, and he could have been. He didn't run with the crowd that picked on the freshman or the sophomore. I mean, he wasn't into that. You know, wasn't a bully. He was just he included you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear he took his life Saturday, and he's a dad, two girls, school age girls. They look like middle school, maybe high schoolish. You know, I don't know what the exact age. Broke my heart.
God bless his
soul. Broke my heart because, and I told my wife, because I was there, really, I mean, 16 years ago. Sounds like a long time, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like, I was, my life fell apart, and I had those thoughts, and I just feel so bad that he couldn't have just hung on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that was, Monday when, Sunday or Monday when my buddy Bill told me. I was like, huh? Like, he messaged me and said, did you hear about, So, not a good
thing. So, I know, I knew you were carrying a lot this week, and then we have somebody that we know, I won't name by name, but has had a friend that died of cancer. It was around our age, it sounds like. And we've had a lot of people at the hospital. We've had the people that I've been working with are starting to either fail or pass away. And that's been, it's just rough. And, there's one person at work, people go from, like, okay, we got this, we can go move forward. And other people are like, gosh, is this even worth it anymore? And those are fair and valid questions. And they really are, but we're kind of all building up and breaking down together. And the other night I told Jenna, I said, I was in a bad mood, and she kind of was giving me a hard time. And I told her, I kind of pushed back, and I said, I'm not very good at saying this, but I told her, I said, I'm sad, I'm angry, and I feel lost, and I feel really alone right now. And I said, it's just different things going on, and some of them aren't even my things, but it just, I feel like I can't make it all work.
Yeah.
And I want to be the hero of the story. I want to be the hero of my story. So I was listening to some music that I would have listened to, you know, when I was younger too, but I was listening to Seether, and I don't know, you guys, ooh, I don't know any Seether fans here, but it's the song Broken, and it felt very appropriate. It helped me to knock me back into a better place, surprisingly. But I just wanted to read the lyrics. I felt like it was a good time to do this.
Cool.
So it's Broken by Seether. I wanted you to know I love the way you laugh. I want to hold you high and steal your pain away. I keep your photograph, and I know it serves me well. I want to hold you high and steal your pain, because I'm broken when I'm lonesome, and I don't feel right when you've gone away. You've gone away. You don't feel me anymore, or you don't feel me here anymore. Excuse me. The worst is over now, and we can breathe again. I want to hold you high and steal my pain away. There's so much left to learn and no one left to fight. I want to hold you high and steal your pain, because I'm broken when I'm open and I don't feel like I'm strong enough, because I'm broken when I'm lonesome. I should just sing this, shouldn't I? Because it sounds so... yeah. And here I go. And I don't feel right when you've gone away, because I'm broken when I'm open. Same thing. And it goes on and on. And that is, to me, and obviously if you've never listened to the song, just go out and listen to it. It's so emotionally driven. But it just, it's so, I feel that in people. I feel that personally at times, but I feel that in the world today right now. It just feels like we're broken. But it's like, the worst is over now, is it? I don't know. I hope so. Can we breathe again? Yes, we can help build each other up again. So, but this song, like I said, some of those songs that kind of rip you open and make you hurt even more helps you to find that place. It's like, okay, I can rebound from here and move on.
Yeah,
and this song did that for me this week. A couple other songs I won't go into right now. But this one I wanted to share with you guys just to kind of put that, I don't know, get that emotional wound to start here for all of us. Not just me, but it was part of my week, and it's been part of my week. But I always need this. I love this podcast time because it's good for me and it's healthy for me. And these times and these moments are healthy. And Ryan, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We always get this.
It was a blast.
it was so much fun.
No, it was fun. I hope you had fun.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you guys.
And like I said, I wanted to really impress upon it in this middle-aged moment that we truly are in this together. We truly got this. I don't want to see people giving up, giving in. It does happen. And it pains me to no end. But sometimes it's just out of our hands. It really is in God's hands in that. And I have to surrender that and be okay with that. But it's hard, you know? So, and I know we sent out messages to each other. Nate was amazing when he's like, dude, I'm here for both of you guys if you ever need me. And I was like, I love you guys.
Well, thank you. I know you guys are there for me.
So. Yeah. So, and it's big. That's a huge, huge thing. So we all need each other, and you guys reach out. If you need us, we're here, you know? So
yeah, like, please
don't suffer alone.
I know. It just breaks my heart that to hear a human being, anybody, whether I know him or not, but I did know him for almost four decades. He got to the point where even his little girl, his girls who he loved, nothing could keep him from doing what he did. Like, he couldn't even grab onto that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that was too overwhelming, his feeling of no hope. And I hate that, to hear somebody who's lost, they finally lost the hope that, I don't know.
Just hope is what
I can't put my words.
That's the last vestige that you can hold on to and really like cling on to for, you know, to get to a better place is that hope. And when you've lost hope, there's no more. Right. So your hope is the most, it leads to love and you know, a higher ground. And it really does. It's important.
I mean, what's sad too is he loved like his family and, you know, he had tons of friends from high school and outside of high school and all that. But like, you know, he loved sports and he had his favorite team. He's a big Illinois fan. So he loved his Fighting Illini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And his favorite band was Kiss. He loved Kiss. Oh my gosh, he loved Kiss. We would message. You know, we lost contact for years because, you know, we went our separate ways. But then we found each other on Facebook, which, it, you know, Facebook can be a pain in the butt, but it can also be a blessing. You know,
right.
He reached out. He's like, oh my gosh. He goes, I haven't seen you in years. I heard, you know, he goes, I thought you were overseas playing basketball. I go, I wish. I said, no. Yeah. And he goes, how you doing? You know, anyway, then he was like, you own a cleaning business? I'm like, yeah. He goes, hey, you know, and he was, I can't remember he was working at, but he was like, we're looking for a commercial cleaner. I'll talk, you know, anyway, it was just cool to reconnect. And then we talk about Kiss and Ace, you know, and just like talk about the days when we played ball. Oh man, you remember we played it. Oh yeah. And the, you know, and I don't know. I'm sad. So anyway, not to bring it down. Sorry.
No, not at all. And that, so I was trying to be very careful with this because I didn't want to bring it down, but I just want people out there to know that there is hope. Where there's life, there's hope. And we got to keep that, even if it's just a little flame. And
that's,
I know,
all
this podcast we've talked about,
ran out.
We got to take that hope. We got to throw some gasoline on it. We got to give it some life and light and keep moving, you know, fall, you know, we're supposed to be that light that helps other people say, hey,
exactly.
These guys can do it. These guys can move forward. These guys have been through tough times.
Well, just laugh.
We can,
as humans, we are social. And as soon as you turn that off, become reclusive and
don't become an island. That's the hard. Yeah, I know it's
it gets really hard to come back from that.
That's why I was proud of myself that I could tell my wife, like, this is how I'm feeling and I don't know how to tell you, but here I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you. So that'll help. Yeah. Jerry Pauley, I do want to give a shout out to him because I saw on his group page, somebody was saying, I'm having a really hard time. I need to talk to somebody. Yeah, and immediately it was like, there's his number for all the world to see.
Yeah.
I'm right here. I thought that is so amazing. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, it's cool.
Yeah, no, I know.
So,
it's
Jerry, thank you for being out there too, because that's amazing. Yeah. But, there's a lot, there's Jerry's out there. There's Jerry's out there, and we want to be that too, to be there to help people when they need it.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, we're going to come out of that middle age moment with the rest of the announcements, right? That's wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Let Ryan out of here. We told him we're going to capture him basically, never let him go. So, we want you guys to be able to contact us. Let us know how you're doing, how you think we're doing, whether we're doing great. Of course we're doing great, right? You know, we don't want to hear anything else.
We're our biggest fan.
Show ideas, merch requests, ordering, all that kind of stuff. So you can reach us at our email, which is makopodcast@gmail.com. The Mako is two A's. You can reach us on Instagram, Facebook. That is Middle Aged and Creeped Out. And TikTok is at Middle Aged. I feel so wrong not to say TikTok. TikTokers. But we're TikTokers now. I have to do it every time. I'm sorry.
TikTokers?
TikTokers?
Do I say TikTok?
You say TikTokers? No.
Never mind.
All right. Yeah, we'll keep it clean. But at Mako Podcast, right?
At Mako Podcast, yes.
We hope you're enjoying these because we're enjoying doing these for you. Tuesday Terror. Every Tuesday.
It's fun.
Short stories. I can't get my words out. Under 3 minutes. I almost joked.
Did you see?
I did. And I almost said, finish the story.
Ryan, three weeks. I'm saying again, 3 weeks in a row, I've had somebody go, finish the story.
Where's the story?
It's a short story. Leave me alone, people.
That was really good.
And it was a personal story. Did you see it at all on Facebook or Instagram?
It was yesterday,
It was a story. It was a personal experience I had at my latest client.
And it was very cool.
The old Central State Hospital. And I cleaned what used to be the... laundry facility.
Yeah.
You know, Elijah was with me as the first weekend I was cleaning the new... Anyway, like I told my little paranormal story. That's it. Like
There's no more.
I mean, what happened is what happened. And this person goes, well, finish the story. I can't.
No more.
They might just be pushing your buttons.
I have a feeling.
Now, I end up following.
I think people are starting to like pick up to that. And I'm just going to pick on them. I think Nate might have a point. I'm just going to ignore it.
Are you?
It's Nate.
No, there's a story. What do you mean?
Where's the rest of the story?
Now, Central State, that is creepy. It is.
Yeah.
I would.
It's pretty wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the buildings are creepy looking. And the one
Sandy Brown, by the way, has told us that we got to check out the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
medical museum.
That's just down the street. Like, I could walk there in 3 minutes, the museum.
I totally got to go. I would love to go see that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All that being said, so we hope you enjoy the Tuesday Terror because they're going to keep coming. And my gosh, they're going to always be under 3 minutes.
And they're every Tuesday.
It's just going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can listen to us on any listening platform, whatever your favorite is. We're out there and we're on it. We guarantee you. It's a solid guarantee. It's a promise and a threat.
Yeah.
So come listen. Come get you some. Is that what?
Come get some. Come get
the merch and the listing, the whole thing.
Maybe I should say that when they go, finish the story. Come get you some.
Come get you some.
Get you some.
I'll give you the finish.
I got two mics and they don't like feedback.
That's right. I can remember. Oh gosh. Is that all the announcements?
That's all I got.
It only took 20 minutes.
I keep eating my mic over here, so I gotta stop eating my mic. I forgot to tell Ryan about that. Everyone's like, you might bite it, literally.
I bumped it, but I haven't bit it yet.
Oh, I've bit it twice this episode. I get very animated over here.
It's a given that one of us.
I'm a talker with my hands too.
So. I know, and I can't keep
what still. What do I do with my hands?
Do my Cobra Kai.
Give it a 1-2
eagle thing.
Well, guys, all I gotta say is, hey, here's to 50 more.
Nice.
50 more episodes for you guys. Let's
do it. Definitely. Awesome. Yeah.
50 more.
You're coming before the next 50. Whoa. Though, that's for sure.
And if my addition is correct, that'd be 100.
That's pretty good. Simple math.
Carry the one.
He's right, folks.
Until, hey, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So until then, Mr. Nate, what do you say, my man?
Well, I guessed this chat is over.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll take that.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Thanks again, guys.
Ryan, he never lets us down with these. That's a wrap.
Everybody looks forward to it.
Yeah.
So I hope so.
Hey. Hey, you've had your that's a wrap. No, I'm just
kidding. Sorry. Mic's off.
He can't kill your mic, so don't worry.
Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to episode number 50.
Yay.
And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.